Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
It's time for
Friends.
Just friends.
Yes, this is where we look back on all the stories of the week and discuss with two of my best pals. Norma Sheehan is here, actress, comedian, absolute legend. How's it going?
Mighty.
And Luke Thomas from the Swing Cats is here.
Happy Friday.
We've lots to discuss because people were flat out texting into the show this week. Flat out, lads. On Monday, we heard from callers about how good or bad they were with chatting to strangers as kids because very 50-50 it was. But Norma, why do you say that you're an you're an interfering type?
Right, okay. Well, I used to be very good at talking to people when I was a kid as well, because there'd be so many old people around. You had to respect your elders. Now I'm an interfering type, yeah. Okay. If I see someone, I'm always trying to help. I'm an overhelper.
You're an overhelper.
Yeah, it works out 50% of the time, fantastic.
And even when people don't need help.
Oh, they don't need help at all. No. Not at all, at all. I'm just looking to talk to people. I'm just lonely.
But apparently, yeah, even when there's nobody around, you leave little notes on parked cars.
Oh,
are you the stranger danger in the world?
Hang on. These are positive notes. This was around the corner from my house. I put a little post-it on his thing going, "Hiya, just to warn you, I know there's no yellow line, but I got a ticket there because there's a joined line in the middle of the road. And if you park opposite a joined line in the middle of the road, you'll get a ticket. Just warning you." No, the note was shorter than that. I didn't write an essay.
You wouldn't get all that on a post-it, would you?
What did they say back to that? I got that note, you know,
you'd be angry.
No, I'd just, you know, be like, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
You'd be like, mind your own business, you know.
Yeah. I'd be the opposite. I'd be looking out the window waiting for them to get clamped.
Oh, you're a langer.
Okay,
so you're flat out talking to strangers, dealing with strangers, getting involved in their lives. You love strangers.
And I'm okay if they tell me go away. I'm hard to offend.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
You can kind of say anything to you. And you don't hold a grudge. Yeah, that's why you keep coming back on the show.
Yeah,
this is true. Luke, as someone who's been on the wedding circuit for years, you have the opposite problem.
I have the opposite problem. I am, I've played at over 1,000 weddings, Jen. 1,000 weddings.
A thousand weddings.
You multiply that by whatever, 200 on an average at a wedding, whatever it might, particularly down the country, could be 300. So I find the opposite, particularly outside Dublin, outside the Pale, people will start walking towards me. It's generally a man kind of 50 or 60, and he'll look at me, he'll point at me, and he'll just randomly start singing straight in my face, "Strangers in the Night," or something like that. And I'm like, "We had a good night that night, didn't we?" And I'm like, "We did."
So it takes me about
20 seconds. And Declan, it's yourself. "You did me wedding 4 years ago, or my daughter's wedding." And so that happens all the time.
I love that.
They feel like they're friends, but we are friends. I'm involved in people's, you know, moments.
Did
the bride ever try and run away with you?
No.
That's a lie.
That's an absolute lie. We disappear straight away afterwards. We do, yeah.
It's the safest thing to do.
I never stick around.
Listen, on Tuesday, we heard from listeners about getting in the mood for going out. A lot of people have routines. Things they do specifically. Norma, did you ever do this? I used to book the babysitter an hour and a half earlier so she would actually mind the bloody kids while I was getting ready. Do you know what I mean? Instead of them coming for running out the door.
I never got that memo. That's genius.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. A lot of people have a lot of genius hacks about getting ready. And songs played a big part. Luke, what's on the playlist?
It's late 70s funk disco. It's like Born to be Alive, you know. Born to be alive. Diddle-in-din-diddle-in-din. And you're just dancing.
Graham, get Born to be Alive.
Oh yeah,
it's a great song. I don't know why he said no.
Or else,
I have better suggestions.
Okay,
Graham.
Go ahead.
What's your suggestion?
Pitbull, Sean Paul. Sia. No, you've got to get like really tacky.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Get it, Graham. What are you doing?
Come on, Graham.
He's writing his Christmas cards. He's writing his autobiography.
It's the
whole
ritual,
isn't it? It's like, that's the best part. I think getting ready is the best part. And I've not much to get ready. I've no hair. I'd love to have hair to be able to transform myself, but...
Do you have
lovely eyebrows?
Huh? Oh yeah, absolutely. You'd be loose enough, wouldn't you?
Secco. Are you a bubbles man? I'm anything, bar red wine,
because I just end up going. You know, I look like the Joker.
Yeah.
After two glasses, but other than that,
do your teeth go?
Oh, they do. They do.
Right, yeah. And you've got the teeth.
Graham is frantically looking for Pitbull, which is weird because I normally have a bit of Pitbull on the cart wall for these occasions.
Right. What about yourself? What would you have a go-to song?
A go-to song. I play any kind of soulful house to get me in the mood.
Oh, yes.
Any kind of soulful house.
Your kids are still young. You're probably still playing Peppa Pig to get out the door. Like, are
no,
you?
No, they're not that young. No. Okay. Oh, excuse me. My daughter's a Swiftie. Oh. I'm at that level now. Okay. I'm at that level now. Okay. But I am at the stage where she judges my outfits.
Good.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't know if that's good.
No, it is good because you're past it.
Yes. Apparently so.
You need a little bit of guidance.
You do. I'm having an absolute battle with Lottie Ryan at the moment because I have an event after the show. And I told her I bought a pair of cowboy boots to wear my dress, Now, they're kind of cool. Anyway, Lottie's just like, if you wear them, we're not going to be friends ever. Like, do not do it.
I thought she'd have an old cowboy boot.
No, she's telling me I need to go for the classic heel. And I think in defiance, I'm going to wear the boot.
I have a pair of heels in the boot. I leave them at
No, no, I brought the heels to a place I chickened out.
Okay.
But, you know.
Okay. Are they white? Are they?
No, they're black. I'll show you. I'll show you. I'll play a song and I'll show you. Okay, so, do we have Pitbull? Do we have? Don't get them girls loose, loose. TJR. Don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money. Mr. Worldwide. But I do, I do. You don't get them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money.
The
it's for Norma. Whoa, wait, go on.
If he steps in. Whoa.
Yeah. Happy Friday, everyone. We're going out.
Where's the red wine?
Oh, got a bit of people. And then you ruin it with some 70s shite.
Mammy dancing.
I do. I suppose so, yeah.
I have to say, I'm not a fan of Pitbull, but that song, Norma, you hit the nail on the head there.
Yeah.
You hit the nail on the head. Okay, so that's your routines. Done. On Wednesday, this was a lovely one because life is busy. We kind of, we're in a pit of routine
despair.
Misery. Despair, right? But we were talking about the cool things we've done in our life. The cool things. And I'm pretty cool. I had so many. But if you had to pick one, we're not going to talk about your kids or anything like that. I think I know what you're going to say.
Oh.
Can I write down what I think you're going to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
And see if you say it, okay? I've written it down. My hands are up. Norma, what's the coolest thing you've ever done in your life?
Okay, well, what popped into my mind was two different things. And in both of them, I'm in the air. So one was... The first one that came in was Ireland's Fittest Family, so winning that. But the other one was skydiving. What did you put say?
The Oscars.
Oh, the Oscars.
Yeah. Did you go to them?
I did, but that didn't get I wasn't nominated. I was just there.
But that was pretty cool. Come on.
I was at a job that was nominated.
I was in something that was nominated. That means you were nominated.
I had an amazing day. But jumping out of a plane was way more exciting. Jumping out of a plane was it. Like that, you're having an orgasm at 10,000 feet, literally, with a fella strapped to you.
Aww.
Tandem.
Sounds amazing. I need to give it a go. But I am afraid of heights. Luke, can you top that? Have you been to the Oscars? Have you jumped out of a plane?
I've jumped out of a helicopter, but the coolest thing was when I was in school, I was in transition year. I've said this before. I supported Coolio. So I literally finished school. I had the bag in the back, walking down from Sing Street into the Olympia. And I did a sound check and I hopped on stage and talked about Pitbull.
The magnitude of it?
I didn't at the time. I thought that was a normal gig and I soon found out it wasn't. Do you know what I mean? The next gig was totally... I did. It was downhill from there.
You peaked too soon.
Did you
get to chat to him? Did he meet you?
No, he was... get prep and he came on stage in a body bag, so I wasn't allowed. This was his routine. This was the late 90s. Like this was, you know.
Maybe he's not so cool.
Peak.
Yeah.
Peak. That was peak.
That
Coolio
was peak
time.
Coolio.
Okay.
Yeah.
We were talking about running jokes because in every family or friend group, there is that person who can't escape their reputation. So we heard a lot of people and they're running jokes in their family. Now, Luke, you're her mother apparently gets all the slags in your gaff. Why is that?
She doesn't. I suppose she makes up her own titles of songs. You know, It Wasn't Me by Shaggy. She'd say, I love that song, I didn't do it. And you're trying to decipher what she's talking about. She's from Trinidad. But the other running joke is my dad, actually. We'd call him, because he went, they were pen pals in the 70s, basically.
Aww.
And he looks like Phil Mitchell, but with red hair, a very, very fair skinned character. And he just got absolutely eaten alive by mosquitoes. So we just slag him that he's the sweetest blood in the world. And everywhere he goes, he just gets bitten all over. He does. Like, just totally. Yeah, yeah. It's
and that'll worst. Stay with it's, him forever. Yeah,
forever. Ever.
Norma, your rep isn't just in your family. I mean, you're getting bullied as a mature student, apparently.
Oh, yes. Sorry, I'd forgotten about that one. Yeah, go on. I'm dyslexic. And that's not to do with texting, it's technology. So dyslexic. So yeah, I've just started a new course in SCFE, Psychological Further Education, part-time, and they think I'm hilarious because they're like, you're one mad. Day they're like, you're ADHD, next day you're dyslexic, next day you're dyslexic.
What's the course you're doing?
You're a look at it's a yoga teacher training with a bit of Swedish massage, reflexology, nutrition. Yeah, they're all things you can use in your life.
And you're all, and you still get slagged, and that still happens. Did it bring you?
Oh,
right,
they're
back
all very
to
young. No, sorry, they're all varying ages.
Yeah,
but I have my own way of doing it. So I know how to work my devices, but they made me work use another device, and I stupidly announced
another
going,
device.
Oh, I don't know how to use Microsoft, and they're going, oh, don't you know? So it was some slagging between Apple
Yeah.
Dyslexic, I think that's the one. Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah. But you can't be good at everything, Norma.
I will be by the end of the year.
I love it. Okay, well, lads, thank you for being my friends on this gorgeous Friday. I'm in the party mood now. You've got me ready for my event. Luke, what you've had a busy week, and you've a Christmas gig coming up.
I have a Christmas gig coming up on the 9th of December. There's only a few tickets left. Myself and Una Healy are doing some nice Christmas music.
Sorry, Ireland's Princess.
Yeah.
Una Healy.
Yeah. And I'm the King of Swing. So.
You're the King of Swing. Amazing. Yeah, that sounds gorgeous. Is there tickets still available?
Yeah, there's about 20 or 30 tickets left, and it's in the Sugar Club. It's going to be all nice and Christmassy. And
lovely.
Yeah, it'll be lovely. And the full band, the full Swing Cats band will be there. So that's Saturday the 9th. And yeah, happy day.
You're okay. You know you're brilliant. You know your voice is brilliant.
Do you know you're brilliant?
I'm
Jen's brilliant.
Norma, are you dragging your arse around the country to entertain people?
No, I'm doing Sive in the Gaiety. So I'm not dragging my arse anywhere. I am staying in Dublin. You'll have to come up to Dublin to see me. Sive in the Gaiety, January to March.
Amazing. January to March.
I'm playing a total battle axe wagon. I mean, a horrible character called Mina. I get to bait the head off people and be horrible to every generation. I'm
perfect for you.
Oh, I can't think of words to describe her now.
That's a lovely time of year to do a play like that, isn't it? When you're just done with people.
Yeah, done.
You can go and be a horrible character.
I'll get all my hormones out on stage.
Amazing.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.